Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, so quickly before this video begins, which I hope you enjoy by the way, this video is kindly sponsored by Audible. So you can go to audible.com/Sophie Michelle or text Sophie Michelle to 500 500 to get one free audiobook, two Audible originals from a created list, and for a 30-day free trial. I am completely obsessed with Audible now because I've been using it for so, so long, and I really love using it in the car. Obviously, we now have the car technology of being able to like link up your phone and listen through Bluetooth. We've actually had that for years, actually. I sound like such a grandma, but anyway, I've been listening to audiobooks, and last time I told you about the learning French with Paul Noble. And that is going very good, by the way. And now, recently, as you probably all know, I've been struggling a little bit with my mental health, and this audiobook has helped quite a lot with that. So I have been listening to The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F. I can't swear because obviously I'll get demonetized. If you just give me a second, I'm going to read the summary. But I would definitely suggest this audiobook to you if you're kind of in that crisis stage. It's made me kind of reevaluate a lot of things and say I don't give up to a lot of things and people. So I'll read it to you. So it says, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Counterintuitive Approach to Living a Good Life. In this generation-defining self-help guide, a superstar blogger cuts through the crap to show us how to stop trying to be positive all the time so we can truly become better, happier people. For decades, we've been told that positive thinking is the key to a happy, rich life. F positivity, Mark Manson says. Let's be honest, shit is fucked and we have to live with it. I'm about halfway through. Yeah, it's a really good audiobook, so I definitely suggest it. If you're interested in listening to that, then please go into the description down below and go to audible.com/Sophie Michelle or text Sophie Michelle to 500 500 to get one free audiobook, two Audible originals from a created list, and for a 30-day free trial. So as I said, Audible is really good for when you're commuting. You can listen to it in your car, but also you get free credits which you can use to purchase audiobooks or the Audible originals as well. So you get one credit every single month and it actually rolls over. So for a few months I've been listening to the same audiobook again and again and again. Therefore, I now have 5 credits that I can use whenever I feel like I need to get a new audiobook. So it's really, really handy that they do roll over. So finally, again, please go to audible.com/Sophie Michelle or text Sophie Michelle to 500 500 to get one free audiobook, two Audible originals from a created list, and a 30-day free trial. I hope you really enjoy this video. Thanks, guys. Hello there. Hi. How are you? Good. Well, welcome to the Skin Cafe. It's very nice to have you here. Have you been with us before? You haven't? Okay. No, that's no problem. So, did you find us online, through social media, or were you referred by a doctor? You were referred by a doctor. Okay, great. And is it What is it specifically for? Do you suffer with acne, rosacea, cystic acne? Okay. Let me just. Do you mind if I just quickly have a look? I can definitely see your chin is quite red and swollen. Is it really sore? Just when you touch it, okay. That's always a good sign. Sometimes people can have such soreness that just simply talking will hurt. And I also see that you suffer with quite severe blackheads around your nose and the center of your eyebrows as well. Okay. Oh, no. Please don't get upset. That's what I'm here for. We're here to sort these problems out and hopefully help you feel a little bit more confident and comfortable in your skin. We're all about health here, so it's about creating healthy skin rather than going for a certain aesthetic appeal. Okay? We're just gonna try and get your skin looking a little bit healthier and feeling better as well. Okay? Alright, no problem. So, how today works is I'm gonna give you a quick consultation. So, what's gonna happen is I'm going to fully assess and review your skin. That will take a little bit of time. I'm going to really measure and inspect every inch of the face and neck area. I'm also going to have a little bit of a look in your scalp as well, because a lot of people tend to experience spots in the scalp when they experience acne at the same time. It's all about a overproduction of sebum oil. So we can definitely produce this in the hair follicles as well. It tends to be often when you wash your hair too much. So your natural body fluids are trying to combat the dryness from all the shampooing, meaning your hair gets greasier more often, and then that's where you get those little spots. So, then after the consultation, I will tell you what we will be planning on doing today, and then I'll give you a few tips on how to care for your skin and what products to use specifically for your skin type. Sound good? Alright, great. So, let's just start with the consultation. So, I'm going to come a little bit closer now. Do you feel comfortable? Good, okay. I'm just going to start inspecting your skin. So I'm going to do a mixture of sweeping and palpating the skin to see the texture, okay? So you do seem to have both black and white heads in the centre of your forehead. It does seem a little bit swollen and raised. Have you attempted to squeeze these black heads before? Yes, okay, great. I can definitely see that the skin seems to be a little bit sensitive there. Okay, let's move on to the cheeks now. Thank you. soreness when I press on your cheeks. No. Okay, it does seem like your cheeks are relatively clear. So, it does seem as though the acne is a hormonal problem, purely based on where it is forming on the face itself. Okay, just have a quick look on your nose. Again, a little bit swollen, are you? Squeezing the blackheads again. You are, okay. Always suggest that you try to leave squeezing and use heat to try and get rid of the blackheads. The heat will open the pores, and then you can use pore strips to remove the blackheads. Yeah, it's a much safer way. Usually when we push, we have the damage of the blood vessels, and then we can end up with scarring, and also permanent damage to the skin tissue itself, and then it also makes the pores appear larger because there's been that damage as well. So it's always best to softer exfoliation methods if we can. Okay. And we'll just move on to your jawline. Seem very, very swollen, doesn't it? And red. I'm surprised it's not hurting as much. Does it hurt when I press? Yeah. Okay. God bless you. I used to suffer with cystic acne myself, and do you know it can be very, very painful at times. Okay, let's just have a quick look at your neck. Next seems fine. Yeah, really smooth. I don't see any spots or enlarged pores, any scarring, tissue damage. Okay, that's great. And we'll just have a final look in your scalp if that's okay. A few little spots, but that could be purely down to overwashing. Do you experience dandruff at all? You do? Okay, yeah. So usually both dandruff and spots tends to be the body's way of telling us that the oils in our hair, the balance isn't correct, so we can experience both dryness and over-oiliness, which causes the spots. So I would definitely recommend that you try to wash your hair every for 2 to 3 days rather than every single day. Just to give your hair the chance to breathe, okay? Okay, how are we feeling? Good? Okay, great. Quickly, before we move on, I'm just going to take my glove off for a moment. I'm just going to use the back of my hand to check the moisture of your skin. Of course, I can't feel any moisture through the glove, so I just want to see if your skin is particularly dry or oily. Is that okay? Okay. Just going to gently stroke the back of my hand onto your cheek. So you do have slightly oily skin. I would more say that it was a combination type. Your cheeks do seem less oily than your forehead. So that is basically down to skin type itself. But the cystic acne is definitely, it seems, down to hormones specifically. Now I'm going to ask a few questions. Just to try and work out exactly what it is that may be causing it, if that's okay. Okay. So firstly, are you on a contraceptive pill at all? Okay. Okay, no problem. And when's your date of birth, can I ask? Okay. And what type of skincare products do you use? Face washes, moisturizers. Okay. And are you a heavy makeup wearer at all? Okay. And when you do wear makeup, are you remembering to wash it off at night? We're all guilty of leaving it on sometimes, definitely myself. I've had a really long day. Okay. Also, what is your diet like? Do you get a lot of fruits and vegetables? And what about protein? Okay. And finally, what is your junk food, fast food consumption like? Would you say that you have junk food every day, every couple of days a week, once a month? How often are you eating that kind of food, like chocolate, crisps, breads, pastries? Okay. And what milk products do you eat? Do you eat a lot of dairy, cheese, milk? Okay, so from what I can conclude at the moment is that I think it's definitely hormonal. It may be down to your contraceptive pill, or it may simply be down to slightly poorer diet. I know that your doctor referred it to me, and did she change your contraceptive pill at all? No. Okay, so usually that would tell me that it's probably not due to the contraception, so it may be due to poor diet. What is your lifestyle like? Do you find yourself in high stress situations a lot? You do? Okay, alright, so you suffer with anxiety. Okay, so I think that may be the cause, and it may be kind of inflamed by the poor diet as well. So what I would definitely suggest to you is you try to eliminate some of those foods in your diet, particularly reducing cheese, milk, chocolate, anything with a lot of butters in, so pastries. You can still, of course, eat these foods, but I would suggest trying to moderate yourself as much as you possibly can, and really trying to get as much leafy greens and fruits in your diet as well. All right, no problem. Berries are also really good for antioxidants, so that will really help with the skin. Okay, all right, so I'll tell you a little bit about what products I am going to suggest to you at the end, but let me just start cleansing your face, if that's okay now. And then we'll start with an extraction. I'm not going to try and extract any of the spots on your chin, purely because they do seem rather sore and inflamed, and I don't see any heads on the spots themselves, which tells me that they are not quite ready. And usually with cystic acne, the spots can be hidden very, very far within, and actually pushing will only create more inflammation, and you'll end up with a really, really sore face. Yeah, it's just not worth it. So I will recommend a product at the end. Okay. Alright, so simply to cleanse the face, I have this damp cloth here, and this has an antibacterial cleanser in it. To simply cleanse the area. I see you've got no makeup on today, so that does help a little. Okay, right. So if you want to sit still and relax, I'm just going to start cleaning your face, okay? Alright. How does that feel? Good. Just trying to be really gentle. If you are experiencing any heads on spots, it's really important to just be gently exfoliating the skin, not pushing or squeezing, but just being really gentle with exfoliation. And usually you'll notice when you wash your face, the heads will have knocked off naturally, and then you can just gently, with very clean hands, just ease the spot out, okay? But that's only if you can see that the head has come off naturally. It's not good to pick at them, because usually if there is a head, the surface might be ready, but it might not be ready underneath, if that makes sense. Okay. These are the products I'm going to be using today. Okay. These are a set of extraction tools. Now, you can purchase these online yourself, but I would always approach with caution when it comes.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Trying to extract spots or blackheads in this method. Okay. So you can see here that I have six different tools. Does a different thing. Now, these have been pre-sterilized, so they are ready to use. Okay. So, today we're going to be using this tool here. So, we have the little hooked on the other side is this pointed edge. So usually we will use this edge to gently just press on the skin like so. So we just press and pull away. We can also, if we have a very tricky blackhead, we can use the pointed tip to simply make a very, very small hole in the centre of the pore, and then use the tool to extract, and it just makes very easy extraction. Okay, so we'll just be using this tool today. And then I have another cloth here, which also is antibacterial. As we get the blackhead, we will simply wipe it onto the towel and clean the tool at the same time, okay? That way we're not passing any of the fluids into the separate pores. Alright, okay, so if you want to just sit back and relax, and we'll get started. Alright, okay, so if you just stay still for me, I'm going to place this hand go for the easier ones first. Try and get the little ones at the end. Three. Please don't be alarmed by the number. We're usually expecting around 40 to 50 blocked pores on the nose. Can be more, can be less, but that's kind of an average that I tend to see in this clinic. Six. corners of your nose now. 17. 18. You're doing really, really well. Just to see two more easy ones, and then what I'll be doing is trying to scrape along the surface a little bit to see what we can pick up and maybe use in the point if I need to. Okay, I think that's all we've got. You've actually got a few less than we're actually used to. That was 32. Quite good. Okay, so let's just try and get those last pesky six out, okay? Okay, so we have one. Just going to poke a little bit more in this one. Going to take my other little tool here, which you can see has these longer hoops. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to take the thicker hoop and I'm simply going to slide the tool down the nose very gently. Okay. Just to try and get any excess sebum. we're about done there now. That's great. Just finally just switch back to my old tool here. Going to try and extract a few of the blackheads that were in between your eyebrows, okay? I'm going to be very, very gentle because this area does look a little bit sore. Right, so I'm going to break the pores before I go in. Last one now. You've done so well. And five. Okay, there we go. All sorted. Let me just pop my tools away. How are you feeling? Are you feeling quite sore? Not too bad. Good. Okay. Means I've not gone too rough on you then. Okay. Great, so that is the extraction sorted. I'm just going to take my other cloth that we started with and I'm just going to give the skin another quick cleanse just to remove any dirt and oil that may have been released but not quite picked up from the skin by the extraction tools. Okay, alright, so stay still. Good. Skin is looking a little bit red, but it's nothing to worry about because it will go down in time. Okay. Alright. So that is it. We are all done. Your skin is looking a lot clearer already. As I said, you know, really, really gentle exfoliation, and those blackheads will just come up gently on their own. Just have a little bit of a discussion about what you can do and what products you can choose to help reduce the cystic acne on your face and overall the types of products that might help with just keeping the skin looking overall healthy. Okay, so firstly, I would recommend that you wash your face twice a day, so that's in the morning and in the evening, making sure to take off any makeup before you wash your face, because sometimes washing the face might not remove everything, so we want to use a micellar water, for example, to remove the makeup first and then using a gentle cleanser on the face. So I would always look for cleansers that have a combination type written on the bottle themselves. That is what your skin type is, so that's always good for reference. If you ever forget what skin type you are, don't worry, just feel free to call up and I'll let you know. I'll always write it on the file for you. Okay, it's okay. Okay, and also I would like if you could exfoliate your skin. So we don't want to do this every single day because it can be quite harsh on the skin, and then usually if we strip a lot of the oils from the skin itself, that can actually cause the skin to have a reaction, and then it will create even more oils, and then you'll end up having even more spots. So we want to exfoliate 2 to 3 times a week. If you feel that this is a little bit too harsh and you're starting to feel dryness in the cheeks, then drop it down to once a week and use a cloth like this one here. It's a very soft cotton cloth, or you can use a muslin cloth, and make sure that you're changing the cloth 1 to 2 times a week. We don't want to be using the same cloth for months and months, but also it's quite wasteful to change it up every single day. Okay, alright. Now in terms of actual skin products, so moisturisers, I would suggest that you try a oil-based moisturiser, which can seem a little bit scary, but the face oils will actually help the skin to reproduce its own natural oils and also replace any of the oils that you've lost through the exfoliation. Now with a face oil, you only need a very, very small amount will go a very long way, making sure to moisturise the neck area as well, and that will really help to retain that moisture in the skin, and generally just keeps the skin really, really happy. A lot of people don't actually moisturise, especially if they don't wear makeup, but it's very important to have a nice base to the skin before you apply any of these makeup products. Also, recommend a toner as well that will help to tighten the pores and to make the skin feel tighter and more youthful. You have very youthful skin as it is, but it may just help you to feel a little bit less like loose, if that makes sense. Okay, and then finally, face masks. Now we can buy them or make our own. If you're making your own, I would always go for honey-based masks. It's a really good bonding agent for the different ingredients. Helps it really to stick to the face, so we're not ending up with stuff dripping down our neck. You can just search online for a combination type skin masks, but honey is always a really good go-to. And then of course you can buy skin masks as well. We have sheet masks, we have peel-off masks, mud masks, clay masks, and then traditional kind of like where they dry and you just wash them away. Yeah, I would always suggest that for a skin type like yours, you would go for a clay mask or for a traditional mask, or a peel. So a peel would be very good for your blackheads. I recommended pore strips earlier. That would be a really good choice for yourself. But also the clay masks help with detoxification of the skin. I would also go for charcoal-based masks, specifically around the oily T-zone that you get. Okay, just be very, very gentle with applying face masks with the chin area, because it is so sensitive. We don't want to excessively dry out that area, otherwise it will just keep producing more oils and you'll get bigger and bigger pustules and sores, okay? Alright, and then finally, the product that I would like to recommend to you, you can ask your doctor to prescribe this to you. I would always suggest a benzyl peroxide type of treatment, or salicylic acid retinal treatment. But of course, your doctor can choose exactly what might work the best with your contraception. That will also affect the type of medication skin-wise that you can take, so it's always best to talk to them first. But I hope that I've been able to help you a little bit, and that you're feeling a little bit cleaner and a little bit lighter in your face. The redness will take a few hours to go down. If you're still feeling that your face has some excessive swelling in 2 days' time, then please call back and come and see us, and we'll see what exactly is going on, okay? Alright, no problem. Thank you so much for coming in today, and I'll make sure to contact your doctor about booking a separate appointment to try and get some sort of retinol or benzoyl peroxide, okay? Thank you for coming in today. Goodbye. Okay, so thank you so much for watching, everyone. Just a final note that thank you to Audible for sponsoring this video. And make sure to go to audible.com/Sophie Michelle or text Sophie Michelle to 500-500 to get one free audiobook, 2 Audible originals from a curated list, and a 30-day free trial. As I said, I'm currently listening to The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F, and I really do recommend it to a lot of you. I've been quite open and transparent with my mental health at the moment, and it has been helping, especially in terms of letting things go and just accepting that not everything is going to be perfect. I'm such a perfectionist, and this audiobook has really, really helped, so I hope it can help you as well. So thank you to Audible, and thank you to watching. All the information is in the description below. Okay. Good night, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.